CNN's investigation into the Pentagon under Defense Secretary Hegseth reveals a level of internal dysfunction that should alarm anyone concerned about American military readiness. Officials are describing what they call mass paranoia gripping the department, with Hegseth's distrust of staff fracturing military leadership at a moment when coherent policy decisions are crucial.
The timing of this dysfunction cannot be overstated. We have active conflicts in Ukraine, escalating tensions with Iran, cross-border strikes between Afghanistan and Pakistan, and what appears to be increasing Chinese military activity. The Pentagon needs to be operating at peak effectiveness, not dealing with internal leadership crises.
According to the CNN reporting, this isn't just about personality conflicts or management style. Officials say wartime policy decisions are being stalled because of this climate of distrust. When you have military leaders who can't effectively communicate with civilian leadership, or who are worried about their job security rather than focusing on strategic planning, national security suffers.
The contrast with external assessments is striking. Retired U.S. generals are telling CBS News that Ukraine has the upper hand over Russia, suggesting that our military analysis capabilities remain strong at the operational level. But if that analysis can't be effectively translated into policy because of dysfunction at the top levels of the Pentagon, those capabilities become irrelevant.
This connects to broader questions about defense contractor relationships and military-industrial complex dynamics. We're seeing Georgia Republicans file impeachment articles against federal Judge Eleanor Ross, while the overall political environment around defense and security issues becomes increasingly polarized.
The international implications are significant. At the UN Security Council, the United States called Russia's invasion of Ukraine a strategic failure and urged Iran and Cuba to stop backing Moscow. But if our own military leadership is paralyzed by internal conflicts, how effective can our diplomatic pressure really be?
The economics of defense spending become relevant here too. When Pentagon leadership is focused on internal politics rather than strategic planning, we risk misallocating the enormous resources that Congress appropriates for defense. Ineffective leadership at the top can waste billions of dollars and compromise military effectiveness.
There's also the question of military morale and institutional culture. When senior officials describe the atmosphere as mass paranoia, that suggests a breakdown in the trust and communication that are essential for effective military organizations. Junior officers and enlisted personnel need to believe that their leadership is focused on mission success rather than political survival.
The broader context includes questions about civilian control of the military and how that relationship functions during periods of political polarization. The Pentagon has traditionally maintained some insulation from partisan politics, but if the defense secretary is creating an environment where career military officers feel they can't provide honest assessments, that insulation is breaking down.
What's particularly concerning is that these problems are becoming public through investigative reporting rather than being addressed through normal oversight mechanisms. When internal dysfunction reaches the level where officials are willing to speak to journalists about mass paranoia, it suggests that normal channels for addressing leadership problems have failed.
The contrast with private sector defense contractors is notable. Companies like SpaceX are generating $26 billion in AI revenue and preparing for what could be a record IPO, suggesting that innovation and execution in defense-related technology is happening outside the Pentagon rather than within it.
This raises fundamental questions about how we structure American defense capabilities. If the Pentagon is experiencing leadership dysfunction while private companies are advancing military-relevant technologies, we may need to reconsider how defense innovation and policy development actually work in practice.